Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to practice reading fluency. And that means we're going to read like we're talking to one another. We won't sound like robots. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's start. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. We need to make sure that we can read your name. And then go ahead and put your pencil down. We will not need it for a while. We're going to color. So if you look at number one, you're going to see a sentence with some circles under the words. I'm going to call those bubbles. We're going to call them bubbles. And then next to the sentence, you see a picture. So we're on number one, and I want you to look at the baseball cap. Everyone see it? Okay, I need you to color that baseball cap blue. Find a blue crayon and color that baseball cap blue. So any kind of blue will work. Because we are coloring the picture of a baseball cap, we have to think that this picture must be somewhere in the sentence. It has to be about the picture, right? The sentence should be about the picture. It should be a picture clue. So if this is a picture of a baseball cap, we're probably going to read a sentence about a dog. No, I know. I'm just pulling your leg. All right, take 3 more seconds for your blue baseball cap. 3, 2, 1, and now I want you to find that, keep that blue crayon that you have, and I want you to look for the word cap in the sentence. See if you can find the word cap. We know it's going to start with cap. You see it? Cap. It's the last word. Will you fill in the bubble under the word cap with your blue crayon? Fill in the bubble under the word cap. C-A-P, cap. Color the bubble blue. All right, put down your blue crayon. We are going to practice reading this sentence with the word cap. It also has a question mark, so we're going to use our question voice. So what I would like you to do is start on the first word with your finger. Put your finger on the bubble under the word where. And then when I say the words, I want you to move your fingers. Ready? You're just following along. Here we go. Where is my cap? You hear my question voice? Let's do it again. Put your finger back on the word where. Let's follow along. You move your finger when I say the words. Where is my cap? Okay, go back. Do it with me. Ready? Go. Where is my cap? Make sure you have a question voice. Last time, go back. Move your finger back to the word where. Here we go. Where is my cap? Excellent. Let's move on to number two. Scoot down. You should see a mouse and a welcome mat. Let's color the mouse gray. If you can't find a gray crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. So this is a mouse or a rat. It's a mouse or a rat. Yuck. Have you, I know some people sometimes have them as pets, but not me. No, thank you. If a rat came in here or a mouse came in here where I am right now, I would be screaming like a crazy person. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's color the mat purple. Find a purple crayon for me and color the mat purple. So there is a mouse or a rat, and it's sitting on the doorstep mat. It looks like it's wiping its feet and it's gonna come on in. And I go, no, don't do it. Okay. Take 2 more seconds for the purple mat. 2, 1. All right, so let's see if we can find the word rat in the sentence. Look for the word rat in the sentence. We know it's gonna start with rat. I see it. Do you see it? It's the second word. Find that gray crayon or your pencil if you were using your pencil, and let's color the bubble under the word rat gray. We're making it match the color of the rat. This word says rat, So color the bubble. It's the second word, R-A-T. We're coloring the bubble gray. Now look for the word mat. M-A-T. See it? It's the very last one. Color that bubble purple. Make it match the mat that we colored. M-A-T, mat. It's the last word. Color the last bubble purple. Excellent. Okay, put down your crayons. Get your finger ready for the first bubble on number two. I want you to point to that bubble, put your finger on it. We're gonna read this sentence. I'll go first. Ready? Has a period. So we're just gonna use our regular voice, but we're not sounding like robots. We're going to be fluent. That means it's like how I'm talking to you. Ready? Follow along with your finger. Move your finger when I say a new word. Here we go. A rat is on the mat. Mm-hmm. Let's read it again. Start back at the beginning. A rat is on the mat. Will you do it with me? Go back to the beginning. Move your finger. A rat is on the mat. Your turn. You read it by yourself this time, and I'll listen to you. You rock. All right. Let's move down to number three. I see a picture of a mat. Let's color the trees on the map green. Find your green crayon. Color the trees green. See all the little itty-bitty trees? Color them green. This is a picture of a map. It looks like maybe they're at a park. I don't know. It's definitely not a treasure map. I don't see any treasure. Take two more seconds. Two. One. And let's color those mountains. See the mountains? Let's color those brown. Color the mountains brown. Maybe there's treasure up in the mountains. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Two. All right, two more seconds. Two and one. Okay, put your crayons down. Let's look for the word map in the sentence. It's going to have the word map because we colored a picture of a map. See if you can find it. Map. Do you see it? It's the last word on number three. Let's color the bubble under the word map green, like the trees. Fill in the bubble under the word map. Awesome. All right, put down those crayons. Get out that finger. Point to the first word. Look at the bubble. Put your finger on the bubble under the word. It says look. There's a period. So we're not going to use a question voice. Here I go. Move your finger when I say the words. Look at the map. Oh, scoot back, move your finger back. Here we go. Look at the map. Ooh. Scoot back to the beginning. Echo me. I'll read it, then you echo me. Look at the map. Excellent. And all together one last time. Move your finger back. Here we go. All together one time. Don't sound like a robot. Here we go. Look at the map. Oh, all right, scoot down to number four. There's a van with a man. Let's color the van red. Find any kind of a red crayon that you can. Let's color the van red. Do you have a van? I have never had a van as a grown-up, but when I was a kid, my parents had a van. I really liked it. I pretended to drive it, but I wasn't old enough. But now as a grown-up, I do not have a van. And by the way, back in the olden days when I was a kid, only one side of the van would open up, not both sides. So those new vans are pretty cool. All right, I'll give you three more seconds for your red van. Three, two, one. All right, see the man with his mustache? He's got a mustache. Let's color his mustache brown, how about? Color that mustache brown. Do your best. I know it's little. It's okay if you go out the lines. And then let's color his pants brown as well. His pants and his shoes. Color his pants and his shoes. So do you think this sentence is going to be about a fast car going in a race? No. Is it going to be about a van? Yes. Is it going to be about a girl? No. Is it going to be about a man? Yes. One more second. One and done. All right, let's look for the word van in the sentence. We know our sentence will be about a van. Look for the word van. And we know it's going to be the only word with the V. There it is. It's the last word. Well, let's color the bubble under the word van red so it matches our van. That's the word van from our sentence. All right, now look for the word man. Man in our sentence. We're still on number four. Man. There it is. Second word, M-A-N. Will you make that bubble brown? Make that bubble brown to match the man's mustache. All right, put down your crayons. Let's practice reading about the man and the van. Put your finger under the word the. We're on number four. Move your finger when I say the words. Here we go. Has a period, so we're going to use our regular voice. The man has a van. Go back to the beginning. Move your finger. The man has a van. All right, you read it with me this time. No robots. Here we go. The man has a van. Last time, all together, the man has a van. He sure does. All right, let's move down to number five. Oh, look. Oh, look how cute she is. She lost her teeth. She's so cute. All right, let's color her shirt pink. Find a pink crayon. I can't find my pink crayon. Where is my, there it is. Color her shirt pink. And we'll color her pants pink and her bows pink. Let's just color all of her pink. Her shirt, her bows, her shoes. Yeah, she's all going to be pink. She likes pink. So her name is Pam, and she has a gap from where she lost her tooth. So I think this sentence is going to be about Pam and the gap that she has in her teeth. I don't think it's going to be about soda pop. What do you think? Yeah. All right. 2 more seconds to color Pam's stuff pink. 2, 1. Hold on to your pink crayon. Let's look for the word Pam in the sentence. Pa. Yes, it's the first word. Color the bubble under the word Pam pink. There it is. It's about Pam. I told you. Now see if you can find the word gap. Gap. Because she has a gap where she lost her tooth. G. There it is. It's the last word. Go ahead and fill in the bubble pink under the word gap. She has a gap from where she lost her tooth. All right, put down your pink crayon. Put your finger under the word Pam or on top of that bubble. All right, I see an exclamation point. It's not a question mark. It's not a period. That means we're super excited that Pam lost her tooth, and she is too. So I'm going to read it with a really excited voice. And you move your finger. Ready? You move your finger when I say a new word. Pam has a gap. Let's do it again. Go back to the beginning. Move your finger. Here we go. Pam has a gap. Okay, read it with me. Be very excited. Don't be a robot. Ready, set, go. Pam has a gap. We're so excited. That's why there's an exclamation mark. Okay, last time, all together. Pam has a gap. Yeah. All right, let's scoot down to number 6. Oh, look at him. He's asleep under carpet. He's asleep. Let's color his shirt orange. It looks like he's taking a nap. What do you think? Yeah, I could take a nap. No, I couldn't. Actually, I am not a good napper. I wake up grumpy. So don't let Mrs. Oldham fall asleep. All right, he has an orange shirt. Let's make his pants blue. Find some blue, a blue crayon. Let's make his pants blue. The blue I just picked up, it almost looks purple. It's too dark, but it's okay. Any kind of blue will work. It's fine. So this sentence must be about having a party. No? Do you think it's about a nap? Probably. It's probably about a nap. I would think so. All right. 2 seconds for those blue pants. You should be done. 2, 1. And let's color the mat all around him that he's lying on. Let's color it yellow. Fill in the you know, sleeping mat or whatever it is. I don't know. Usually if I'm going to sleep, I'm going to get in a bed. Maybe the couch. But he looks pretty comfy down here, doesn't he? All right. Take 2 more seconds for the yellow mat. 2, 1. Okay. Find your orange crayon. We're going to use orange to fill in the bubble under the word nap. Look for the word nap. N-app. Nap. Do you see it? It's the last word. N-app. N-A-P. Fill in that bubble orange. Oh, look. There's a question mark. Put down that orange crayon. We get to use our question voice. Yes, we do. All right, you point to the bubble under the word do. That's the beginning of the sentence. Move your finger when I say a new word. Here we go. Question voice. Do I have to nap? See, I don't want to. All right, scoot back to the beginning. Here we go. Question voice. Move your finger. Do I have to nap? All right, read it with me. Move your finger. Here we go. Question voices. Ready? Go. Do I have to nap? Do I? Scoot back. Last time, all together. Do I have to nap? Hopefully not. I hope you're still awake. Boys and girls, you did the whole page with me. I'm so impressed. That's because you rock, I roll, and together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.